Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Speaking with crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett, taking a look at the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. Brad, you were saying raid, not quite accurate, but that's how it's being portrayed. And isn't such an important part of this public opinion? We heard this from even former New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo. Certainly no fan of Trump. We heard that numerous times over the years. But he, along with others, kind of saying this, that, hey, we must have some sort of insight into why authorities were there at all and soon, or else this is just another example of political theater in most people's minds. And it really hits the image of the Justice Department hard.
So I get all that, and I understand the public's desire to know specifically what was maybe taken from Mar-a-Lago. The problem is, if in fact they seized classified documents, they can't talk about them because the public doesn't have clearances to know what they are. So that becomes the rub both for the FBI and obviously Attorney General Garland. So that's going to be one reason you're not going to hear a lot of talk about it. At some point, I think the AG might make some sort of general statement, perhaps. The probable cause affidavit, which would have gone with the warrant to the judge, I'll just tell you, has been sealed. Sealed meaning no one can get to it. That's the document that would have the breakdown of what the public would like to know, what they were searching for. What was the probable cause to justify this search? In other words, things like first people who had firsthand knowledge, in other words, had witnessed the president do certain things or had witnessed certain documents at Mar-a-Lago, and maybe even more importantly, information that he or others were going to destroy classified documents. All of those things become relevant in a probable cause search of this nature.
Because this is a former president, and this has never happened before with a former president, is there more pressure on the Justice Department to give us something?
Yes, of course. And like I said, will they at some point, maybe in a very generalized fashion, but as I mentioned earlier, they can't violate the law to satisfy the public. And I realize those two don't sort of go together, but that's kind of the way it is. So, we'll have to see. Also, when you conduct search warrants, they then give you new potential leads of other people to interview, other places to search. So, these folks are on are driving a certain direction in this investigation. Because the reality is, obviously, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if it weren't the former president. I mean, these types of searches go on every day. And the level of scrutiny would have been obviously much higher in this one. But part of it, the scrutiny would have been the same in that you have to vet these things through, career prosecutors that read warrants all day long. And they're going to second guess you on every sentence. How do you know this? So forth and so on. How did you corroborate this? So forth. So I guarantee you that went on in this warrant as it does in many warrants. But that doesn't really help the public much. I guess saying that based on my experience, that this is what happened, because we don't obviously know exactly what happened.
If we want to learn more about what happened, it could come from Trump himself, right? I mean, he has a copy of the search warrant, or should. Right? He could release it whenever he wants.
He does not have a copy of the probable cause affidavit. He only has a copy of whatever is left by the agents. I mean, that would be like saying that every person you're investigating them, you're going to give them all the details you have about why you're investigating them. Well, that's not going to happen.
Wouldn't he have a warrant that would include what they were searching for?
Yeah, but that would be very general. In a document searches, it would say, you know, related to classified information, related to whatever else, maybe in hard copy paper format, maybe electronic, maybe stored at location X, but it's not going to get the warrant itself. The probable cause affidavit will have all of the things that you want answers to and others want answers to. And you're just not going to get that for maybe an extended period of time. Some of it, if ever.
Isn't there some precedent for breaking that protocol, though? Didn't James Comey do that when he was talking about Hillary Clinton's mishandling of classified info?
Yeah, I mean, many of us thought that was a huge mistake for him to have done that. And clearly he did not have the blessing of the Department of Justice to do that. He just did that on his own, which, you know, is now coming up, of course, to your point, in this particular investigation and this particular search. But that wasn't about a search of specific documents. That was about whether she had that she had them and how did they get on her system. So that's easier to talk about, I think, than what agents physically have in their hand, electronically or hard copy wise, that they seized from Mar-a-Lago.
Brad, thank you. Brad Garrett, former FBI agent, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.